In the book of Isaiah, we read, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou art our potter, we're all the works of thy hand. Here we see that the Lord, the Father, and the potter are one. Now the word potter, as defined in Scripture, is imagination. Here we are told it is to form a resolution, to determine, such as in the beginning, let us make man in our image after our likeness. That is to form a resolution. Now we are told that that is the potter, and it is the Father, and it is the Lord. Now in Jeremiah, we are told, we went down to the potter's house. First of all, he said, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will let you hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and there he was, working at his wheel, and the vessel that he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand. But he reworked it into another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to do. Well, we just discovered that the potter, who is our Father, who is the Lord, is our own wonderful human imagination. Now he is working with clay, and we are told that we are the clay. So I stand for a moment and I wonder, what am I imagining concerning myself? For that is the clay. Imagining is God in action. It's the potter in action. It is the Lord himself, the Father, in action.